Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Little latte.
A little latte. Oh, she's so cute in her little nest right now.
Yes. And
Aw.
we can actually see her this time. Usually she's
I know,
always
usually she's right behind me.
so cute. And then we have our moderator, Tiffany.
Yay. Hello.
Hello.
It almost seems like it's been too long since we've heard the voice. Yeah. So it's been a couple of weeks. I know last week you guys thought we were live, and that was okay because, we were talking about all kinds of things, fairy realms, dragon realms. I listened to a little bit of today, so I'd know what you guys listened to. But
It's always
yeah.
pertinent. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. That goes with what we say. It's like whenever you listen to this, it's the right time for you,
Exactly.
and it's always relevant. So even if it's not a show that we just recorded or we just are doing live, see, it's a no different.
Yeah, they still like you to show up and you're going to get something out of it. And I'm going to be at a wedding next week. So we're going to have this live and then we go to Iceland.
Iceland,
When
yeah.
will we be back? Might be a couple of
July.
weeks before we're back again.
Yep, we're back in July. So, okay.
Yeah.
You guys get a break from us. Well, maybe not because we're going to have recordings on our
Unless you're on the cruise with us, look, we
cruise.
manifested her jumping in behind me. We could do a Christmas in July special. Then that would really confuse people. What is it? You guys want to really be confused? Let me see if I can confuse you here. Let's see if I still have it. There we go. There.
Oh yeah.
Does that help?
Which one's real?
Which one is Julia?
Especially, okay. Do you guys notice anything?
Yeah, just see what you notice. My reflection of the light in the background is in the picture in the background
Because my
is,
light changed.
yeah. So I have more of that.
My
Okay, so we
paint
want to
changed
know,
a
what do
little
you
bit
guys
too.
notice? You
Almost
see
like mirror reflections. Okay.
anything?
Just, yeah.
All right, I can take the little background down now. Anyways, that was fun to do. What do we want everybody to do?
Well, let's see. I want you to tell us where you're from. It's been a while since we've done this. So I'm like,
I'm
tell us where you're
physical.
from. Yes, that is lighting up the grid. Really, really important. This is a thing that we do all the time. So every time you're shining your light, you are lighting up the grid, and that's reinforcing, reinforcing all the time. So we definitely do it when we come onto the shows. We want to do it there, but anytime, if it just crosses your mind, oh yeah, I am, just be your light. That's huge. Tracy.
Yes, be your light. And if you would like to ask us questions, please jump into the chat and put Tiffany in capital letters, Princess Tiffany, Tiffany in the sky, butterfly Tiffany, angel Tiffany, whatever you can think of to get her attention, emojis, the whole bit. Throw it all in there. Ask your questions because we want to see what kind of answers we can come up with. Yeah. Kind of fun to
I
see
love
what
that. We want
pops
to see what
in.
we can come up with.
See what we can come up with. Challenge us a little bit. You guys have actually been asking us some phenomenal questions lately, like above grade questions, the good stuff. So bring out the good stuff. Let's hear
Let
it.
me just go.
And what else? Oh, I don't have any energy updates today because I've been running around like a crazy person. So
You've been burning the energy.
on both ends. It's been burning on both ends. So
Yeah. Well,
I didn't get to tap into that this.
where were we like last week? I think we can talk about that a little bit.
Let's do that.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know, where were you? Oh yeah, that's right. We were together.
We were. We
What day is
were.
it?
I know. Tuesday.
Oh my gosh. Asheville, you guys, amazing again. Life-changing stuff going on in these events. I know for myself, there was, well, we had Julia and I got to have our own little, and you guys all know I hurt my foot in Egypt. So Julia was asking me questions about that, and I was having some really mind-blowing answers come through. So that's been part of my journey from there, but also Kaya brought in a meditation that totally linked into everything that her and I had done, like synchronicities, the people that were there, powerful stuff. I don't know. What do you want me to talk about? We could talk about the drumming. We could talk about the ecstatic dance. We could talk about the meditation. I mean, like it goes on and on.
Oh, you didn't do the hike because of your foot. So, and I
No, but
didn't
we
either.
went to the bird sanctuary where the
That
vortexes
was
were,
really cool,
and
wasn't
it was off the charts. So.
there were some really cool things happening, like parallel timelines or dimensions or things just within
Yeah,
that one
things that I'm
space.
seeing that somebody that was in my group didn't see, and it's like you had to walk by it. It's like, how did you not see that? Anyway, crazy stuff. Yeah. So we were experiencing alternate dimensions, a lot of people with deja vus, and the workshops were great. People are having experiences with those. Yeah.
Cool. Yep.
Sound bath at the end, seal it all up.
Yes. And they're always amazing. I mean, each time it's I mean, these people, these professionals, they are professionals and they're so good at what they do. The ecstatic dance, the sound bath, the sound guys that did all of our AV and everything. I mean, they were so good at
Yeah.
creating this beautiful, beautiful event and the environment. That was so good.
So good. One of the things that kind of grabbed my attention, and everyone probably took it in whatever way that they needed to hear it, but this is how I received the information, is that, Asheville went through its trauma, right? And it was right after you guys had booked this
Was like the
retreat.
day after we signed the contract.
Yeah. And I think it was one of the local people. She was the one that got up and told us about the bird sanctuary, but the information that it was getting Asheville into the fifth dimensional frequency. And it was like, oh, that's interesting. So here we're all like, we're going to bring some healing. We're all going to come together. We're going to help heal this trauma that happened here. And we were the ones that were receiving codes and information.
Right.
And
And see, and that's what I kept getting beforehand. I know it was like early on, we're like, okay, we'll come and we'll bring healing. And then midway as we're coming on, it's like, I
no.
think it's gonna go both ways and we're gonna get as much from them as they are getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's not about us rescuing, it's about things that are going on there.
And what
So
a cool lesson was that. That in itself was amazing, to just kind of be like, when I went, my intentions were, what does Asheville need? Like, how can I help with that? What part can I play in that? And then getting there, and it's like, oh no, you're gonna get activated there, and you're gonna bring that home. And that's how I felt it went. Like I was just so activated and all that energy and everyone coming together like that. So.
Well, something else that I didn't know was that, like, there were like about 10 locals there that came up on stage and were talking about different things, and they were talking about the crystals that are underground and all the things. I'm like, well, that sounds like here, like home. So,
Yeah.
that was really interesting. It was almost like a sister city,
It really was. It's similar energy. Yeah. So I agree. Very cool.
Good.
Anyways, you guys, if you can make it to the next retreat and that costs you, I can highly, highly recommend them. I have yet to be the one that I haven't been just like, whoa,
Yeah, we try to
yeah.
raise the bar each time, but again, what raises, I mean, we do what we can to make the best production, the best what am I trying to say? Not a show, but the best environment.
Experience,
But
yeah.
it's all the people that are there. It's always everyone that's there. That's what really makes it. So, I mean, we just do our part, create the space, and then you guys create the energy.
Yeah.
You bring it.
And it's amazing. A lot of what QHHT can be known for is all the hugs. And it's like you kind of go home missing the hugs. It's like, oh, I was getting hugs every day. Where are my hugs? Come here, kids. Start kicking and screaming. Watch out for mom. She just got back from one of those retreats.
You go to mom
Hide,
back.
hide. But then the dogs get it. Yeah.
Yeah,
But
and they don't mind do
they don't. Yeah.
that.
Then I get the tongue bath and it's all good. Yeah.
So that's our energy thing. We're bringing back the energy of Asheville, and we transfer
Yeah. Just
it
open
on.
up those crown chakras and let it flow.
Yes. Super cool. So we had enough time, Tiffany, for people to say where they're from.
Yes, but oh goodness. yeah, okay, so
She's got animals in her lap, I guarantee
she's probably moving. Get out of
you.
the way. No, I'm trying to copy and you asked literally at the time that I'm trying to get a
Oh.
question and yeah,
Ah.
doing lots of things. So we'll see if I get it.
But you're
All
a
right.
fantastic multitasker, so.
Not really. North Carolina, we have
Oh,
Oregon, we have Oklahoma, Seattle, Austria, Texas, Georgia. I think I saw Florida in here, Boston, Philadelphia, West Virginia, Maryland, Canada, Australia, a few different areas in Australia.
cool.
Yay. Some more Texas, some more Oregon, Canada, New
Nice.
Jersey,
Oregon. Yeah.
Turkey,
Turkey.
Colorado,
I love that. Turkey, Colorado.
South Carolina, Ireland, Virginia,
You see how
North
you over? Woo.
Israel. I have to say one place because I think they usually watch on replays and they
Yes.
never get to say Quadra Island.
She did it. I love that.
That's you guys. Thank you all so much for sharing your light. That is so cool.
Yeah,
Love it.
it is. It's just so fun to hear all the different locations. And then as you guys come in later and watch the replays and share, we're seeing those too. And thank you for putting that in there. It is fun to see where we end up. Yeah.
Right. Well, and remember, that's where the grid is being lit up.
Yeah.
So it's showing you are powerful. You are so powerful. So keep doing your part.
Yeah. So here we are on your phone, your TV, your computer. Hello.
Is that the tap on the shoulder?
Yeah. Going,
Hello.
hello. If you were looking for a sign, this is it.
It. Super, super
My
cool.
goodness. Princess Tiffany, I saw the unmute and the mute, but we are ready for a question if you have one.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever you are.
Okay. Dearest Princess Tiffany,
Hey.
can you please ask about having dreams about giving birth?
Yeah.
Those are fun. I
Yeah.
had one. I'm trying to remember if it was when I was pregnant with Tiffany or it was at some other point. But it's like I expected to see a baby. I mean, it was all of it. And I was just like, no, it must have been later. And I'm like, where's the baby? It was so
Went
real.
through all that and there's no baby.
Exactly.
It's supposed to mean new beginnings in like a dream book. Yeah, going through a pregnancy and a birth, you're giving birth to a new idea, to a new situation, whatever it might be. Something new is coming.
Exactly. All right,
Very
something
cool.
you're working on. You've been kind of working on it, and it's been in an incubating, and now it's ready. When you actually do the birth, that's when it's ready to go.
It's launch time.
So very cool.
Yay, that is a good question. All right, butterfly Tiffany from the sky and the beautiful clouds flapping your pretty wings. That's the next question.
Thank you for working on names.
Upgrading
I
that,
s
yeah.
yeah, I see you took your homework.
Yeah, seriously, I don't want to fail.
Thank you. Sparkling unicorn Tiffany, is it common to dream in different dimensions after beginning QHHT training?
I wouldn't be surprised, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've
You
got things
know,
opening up. You've got whole new worlds coming up.
here's something to talk about because remember, we were talking about how people were going to remember going off planet. They were going to start remembering that. I think we talked about it on here.
We did
Yeah.
several times.
Yeah. So I've had a few people tell me that they're having dreams about being on ships and being with ETs and being on at conference tables and different things. So I think you're starting to remember where you go.
Yeah, and don't be, I mean, and it's not surprising at all that it's after you took the course, or it can be after reading mom's books, or watching her videos, because these are things that they're kind of like activations, they're opening, they're helping you remember things. And when that starts happening, that's when other things start coming in. So yeah, you're remembering.
I agree 100%. Those books are why we're all here, right? So, yeah,
Actually, I'm here because she kept doing sessions on me. She kept practicing. And then
Well, okay. So maybe that's which way it goes. Maybe that's why the rest of us are here.
Yep.
That's
But see, it all comes back to the same thing. I mean, it's, you play in this stuff long enough, you get activated. You can't be exposed to this. And I just don't see how you can be exposed to this and not have anything happen.
right. Yeah.
It's like something, it's, and there's something, there was a recognition. Why were you even attracted to this material in the first place? See, there's something there. And then you're going into it, and it's like, okay, things are starting to spark. They're starting to remember. So that's, and then they're causing a chain reaction of things.
Yeah.
Why not? But
Why
you
not?
planned all that so that you, those are like breadcrumbs that you left for yourself so you would remember. It's
Yeah.
all you.
How did you guys feel when she did that? When she's pointing at you? It's like, again, hello.
Yes, we're doing that again. Oh wait, I gotta get where. Oh, there we go.
Get to your camera.
Hello.
Hello. Anyways, you guys, I can't wait for the freeze frame on this one, see if we're pointing at the cameras. But oh my goodness. Okay, so I notice unicorn comes up a lot with Tiffany
Yeah, I
and
think they've got her number. They've got her
I
figured
think they
out.
do. Oh, Miss Unique, beautiful unicorn in the sky. Do you have another question?
What color unicorn am I?
Oh, so many questions. Well, you'd be a rainbow unicorn, I think, just to make it
Yep. I was
non-biased.
gonna say I see purple, I see several colors, and I was seeing purple for sure in there. It could be
Yeah.
because that's my background in my fish tank. I think I'll see something
So
like that.
I'm a fish. No, I'm just
You are a
kidding.
fishy unicorn. They came home, and now it's time to let everybody in the world know about it.
Can't hear him.
Latte. Anyway, you didn't hear her?
No.
That is an incredible microphone if it blocked out her barking. Okay.
Good job.
Well, we're going to be grateful for that because it was loud. So, okay, what's our question?
This is from Lindsay. Ethereal voice through the cosmos, Tiffany.
Oh, I thought this was part of the question. Now I'm really intrigued. Okay.
Can you talk about soul swaps? I have deeply wondered if I'm in a swapped in soul. If I am, then whose soul contracts and karma am I living? My own or someone else's?
Okay, soul swap.
That would be
That
like a
would be like
walk-in.
a walk-in. Yeah. So that's what I've never heard that term. So.
I had a client a few years ago now. She said she didn't have any memories from the age of 13 back.
Right.
And when we got her into her regression, she was told that she didn't want to do the younger years of childhood. So another soul came in and did it. And then on her 13th birthday, they traded places. Whose karma? That's a
Yeah,
good
so what
question.
was the rest of that question? Is whose?
Whose soul contracts and karma am I living? My own or someone else's?
You started with someone else's. You started with the original souls. You have to
Yeah.
finish whatever they left. But if this was like in your case, that was an agreement, it sounds like,
Yeah,
before they
that
ever
was
came
more of an
in.
agreement.
And so there may not have been anything. It was like, I'm going to get here and then you take over. But
Yeah.
usually it's something where it's like the soul is is very, very tired, or they're just overwhelmed by things that are happening, and they want out. And so they make an agreement on the other side with another soul. And it's a soul, it's not just any other soul. These are, it's like a strong connection, you know, so it's like a really good friend essentially. And then you make this agreement. Okay, you come in, but you know, they, because you have agreements. Remember, if you just left and another one came in, that would be no different than committing suicide, really, because it'd end all your contracts. Well, that can't happen. You have all these agreements in place with other souls. So that's why the soul coming in has to agree to finish the agreements that you have in place with other souls, just period. And then
And you
it
have the
doesn't have to be like
memories
this is
too.
ending and then you do. It could be that they can be happening at the same time as you're going on and doing your other things as well. But
Yeah. The person I knew that knew they were a walk-in, they remembered coming into the body. She took on that life, but she didn't like the husband, so she got rid of him. But you know, the kids were still her kids, and she had those memories, and her son actually said he liked this version of her better. So, you know, your personality might change a little and stuff, but I think you're still, it's kind of like you're still imprinted with their memories and relationships and stuff.
Well, yeah,
So,
you have to be because you're finishing their work, whatever they came in to do.
yeah.
And it's
So it'd
not.
be like someone coming in with like, oh, I haven't been here before, so you get past life imprints. It wouldn't be much different than that, I wouldn't think.
Right, as far as the memories and things,
Yeah.
you have to have a resource as to what's been happening. And then that's why many times these things happen when, like, there's a great illness, an accident, something where many times they're unconscious for a while. And then that way, when if some things are off kilter afterwards, they can say, oh, well, that was because of the accident. Or they usually people say, well, they'll say they've been different since the accident, or they've been different since that illness. And it's like,
Yep.
ding, ding, ding. So,
That's
yeah.
your clue. Yeah. Very cool.
It was all
Good
because of that.
question. Yeah, good
Absolutely.
question. The soul swap.
Because
Good
there's some
idea.
people, I know somebody came and was like, oh, that was something they could just frivolously do. And I'm just, you know, I'm tired of being here. I just want to switch, you know, I'm going to flip out and switch off with somebody else. And it's like, that's not how it works. It's got to be like, in that case, it was an agreed upon thing beforehand, or it's got to be a big deal. I mean, it's like, I can't do this. I'm at the end. I don't know if that's happening as much now, because I feel like our being is on a different level, but I don't know. I mean,
Yeah.
you know, especially since there isn't, you know, the karma thing isn't there, because that was really in place with the karma. As far as like that has to be finished. Any debts out there have to be completed. So, but yeah,
Yeah,
really.
I'm sure that that's an agree. Like, if I were the soul coming in, I'd be like, okay, this is my agreement. If you let me come into that space, I'll swap you out and I'll finish what you started. You know, that's just kind of what you do.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. You want to ring her bell or?
Oh, dearest, sweet.
Gets the bigger Christmas present, Tiffany? The one who puts in the effort,
One who
does the
actually charged
homework,
you?
or the one that just pushes the buttons?
Tracy, I'll give you lots of hugs in Iceland.
It's just going to be one big, long 10-day hug.
Well, now you're pushing it. You're pushing it.
I could tell. Right. What do we have, Buttercup?
Dearest Queen Tiffany, radiant highness of hypnosis and healing.
Wow.
My goodness.
Can I make my
I know you host amazing retreats. Are there any local meetups or ways to connect with the QHHT community in person? The
companion classes.
companion classes.
Yes.
Now,
Yeah.
here's, I'm glad this came up because one of the things that I was hearing at the retreat was people didn't fully understand what a companion class was. They thought they brought a friend.
Oh, interesting.
And so let's tell them what a companion class is so that you guys understand what it is, because it is your way to meet up with and practice and ask questions. You got a level three practitioner is going to be teaching the course. You're going to go over a review. You're going to practice with the other classmates. You're going to come back and get to ask any questions you want. and share your stories. And by the end of, it's 3 days, right? It's 3 days. And at the end of that, you're gonna have friends for life.
Yeah, and how this, why this, why it's called a companion is, since when we took the online, the level one to online only, then there was no opportunity to kind of ask those questions, practice sessions in a setting where you can get immediate feedback. Those parts weren't available because that's part of the live part. And so we saw those as a need and a benefit. And so we did that, and that's what we call, it's a companion to the online level one course. So it's like you take this, then you can take this, and it's just the live components that were had to be eliminated when we went online. Excellent, excellent material and excellent experience. We
Yeah.
get such high raves for these. It's like it's so beneficial, necessary. And they are all over the place. So it's just, they come up and pop up all over the place. So you can usually find one roughly. It may not be in your town, but it's probably within your
Yeah.
geographical. Like we might have three or
We
four.
have like six of them up right now, I think, because I
It's like we
posted
have
about
several
one
across the
here, yeah.
United States. We have some in, like one in England, or has that just happened? Anyway, usually we'll have some in England, we'll have in Europe. Valletta just did one in Romania last
Yeah.
weekend. Judy's doing one next weekend in Australia, or this weekend. That's this
I
weekend.
think it's, yeah, this weekend.
It's this weekend. Actually, it probably started. No, it starts on, I don't know, it's somewhere in there. It's going on.
Yeah, it's happening. So, yeah.
But that happens frequently. It's like we keep them going.
So here's the other thing too, is it's called Level One Companion. Don't let that confuse you. You can be Level Two. It's for everyone. You could be a level three and go to a companion class and come out of it with whatever you needed.
Yeah, it's kind of like refreshing. Sometimes it's just to get together, like you're saying, or their meetup place. That's it. You can get together with other practitioners that
Yeah.
are, yeah, in different phases of their experience. Some of them haven't done any sessions at all, and this is excellent for them to get their feet wet, and some have done several. And so it's a way to, they're getting a better understanding. Okay, this is what I've done, and then now get feedback.
And some have done sessions but haven't had one.
Correct.
And
Yes.
yeah, and that's powerful because it's so nice to have actually been in the hot seat when you're the practitioner and you kind of understand it a little more after you've had a session. So,
Right.
yeah. So, anyways, big cheer and shout out for the companion classes. Go find out if there's one in your area, and there's always new ones popping up. So if you don't see one, just keep checking because they're constantly new ones being
Yeah.
posted.
And where you find those are on the QHHTofficial.com site. And if you look on the menu under courses, you'll see a category for level one companion. And then they'll list all the different ones that are
Yeah.
happening right that we know about right now that are planned. And yeah.
Absolutely, you
Worth it.
guys.
It is worth it if you can get to one.
Yeah. Okay, Tiffany's unmuted. I'm excited.
So the person's saying, what if they're not yet a QHHT student? They're just trying to find a way to mingle with other QHHT people while they find a way to pay for level one.
Oh, okay. The retreat. That's, we don't have meetups. I mean, unless in your area, if you were to, to contact, I don't know if some practitioners might kind of get together, but that's why we do the retreats, is so we can create that environment. But yeah, that's,
That's kind
yeah.
of,
Once you become a practitioner, there are a lot of other resources. So,
yeah, there's ways to get in contact with a lot of people, but yeah, well, we're all holding support for you to get what you need to get signed up to become a practitioner so
yeah,
that you can get to those resources and those connections.
I'll just put it out there. We have payment plans. So, if that helps any.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. What else we got? Beautiful butterfly in the sky. Every time I say butterfly, if you're gonna do that, I'm gonna use that a lot.
It just feels so.
This is your mom.
But
No.
Butterfly
the
Tiffany,
same.
this is from Brenda. When I was younger, I would sleep for a week not waking up. Was there a reason for this?
You needed rest.
That's interesting. A week?
That is, you really didn't wake up, or was this like teenager stuff where you just sleep a long time?
Oh, and your body's growing and things are happening. That's an interesting question.
It is, because there's times I couldn't believe how long Tiffany would sleep. Just, but it wouldn't be all day. It wouldn't
I was a
be
growing child.
four. Yep.
Yeah.
But to keep going, I mean, to me, and I just wonder what age. You said younger, but I wonder, it could be a lot of visitations.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. You might have been going to school. You needed to get that body started, but you were still going to school in the Galactic Federations and whatever. There's a lot of things that could have been happening. You know, it'd be good to find out.
Have a QHHT session. That's an excellent question.
Is. That would be a really good question for a session because we could just speculate. None of us, you're the one with the answer. So that would be really cool. And if you do have one, please come back and let us know what your answer was, because that would be really cool to find out.
Yes, I would love to know.
Yeah. Okay. Butterfly Tiffany.
Well, she's doing this, isn't that
Oh.
cute? But it's, you gotta flap your wings.
Okay. Clapping. Butterfly Tiffany in the sky and the fluffy clouds of holy goodness. What's our next question?
Dear Tiffany, the golden weaver of light between Earth and the stars.
I've been shown up.
You're
That's
welcome. I didn't know if you know who you're speaking with, but
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I'm
You
sorry.
really
Yeah.
quickly.
I think I'm just gonna leave now. My head's gotten too big
And she
that I
drops
don't
the
think
mic.
you guys need me here anymore.
We need you for pure entertainment.
Question. I am finding it hard to keep going to church. They know I believe different and love and accept me. I go because there are about 20 people there that I love and go for hugs and just to see them, but I'm feeling yucky lately when I go.
Is that a question? I
I
mean,
think
that's,
you just
you got to
answered.
follow that, follow your heart, because even though these people are beautiful souls, they're, the frequencies aren't a match anymore. And so that's for you to keep evolving, you kind of got to break free from that. And it sounds like your physical body is going to keep pushing you and making it so you can't go. So do yourself a favor and listen to your body before something happens that prevents you from going, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's exactly, be true to yourself. And I know a lot of times people feel guilty for, I feel the urge to move on and we'll move in a different direction, but I don't want to leave these people behind. But actually, by you actually making that move, who knows, they might be feeling a similar way. And by you making the move and following your heart can be giving them permission to do the very same thing. A lot of
Absolutely.
guilt wrapped around church stuff.
Yeah. And they may need you to do that first so they can see it. And then,
This is what it looks like. And it's
yeah.
okay. You don't burn, you know, and because
Yeah.
I imagine some people think that, oh, I'm gonna burn
I
up
know
in
I
hell.
laughed, but I laughed because I was like, oh yeah, I forgot people. I think you're gonna burn. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you did it now. You.
You upset the order of things. Yeah.
And that's fine when you're that and that. In that place, that's okay. But when you feel yourself growing out of it, then it's, that's what it's about. To me, church is one of our levels that we move through. You know, it's a level of understanding and lessons and things like teaching. And but when you're done, it's like you stay in whatever grade. I'm not going to say first grade is saying that that's just first grade. I don't know what grade it is, but do you stay in a grade
You
forever?
passed it, yeah.
Yeah, once you pass, no, we move
Once you've
on.
learned
And
fifth grade, you don't keep doing it over and over.
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, listen to your, you have the answer. Listen to yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to give it a try?
Oh, sweetness. I can call her
Boo.
my sweetie pie honey bunch.
Boo.
Starting to sound like a song.
Yeah, it
Sweetie
does, right?
pie honey bunch.
A couple of follow-ups. So to the sleeping one, they said didn't wake up, was sick a lot.
Okay. To me, that feels like there was a lot of stuff going on there in the other realms. So you
Yeah.
were, yeah, you just had yourself in a position where you could leave.
Yeah.
It feels like. Still didn't feel
And
like
sorry. No,
age.
didn't say the
Okay.
age. No. Unless I missed it. And then to the person that talked about church, they said, yes, the reason I keep going is guilt. I don't believe in hell or religion. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's usually what it is. We feel guilty about leaving because there's a lot of guilt placed on you can't leave because then you'll be condemned. And guilt around the other people that you feel attached to. But don't be surprised if you make that step if others don't do it as well. I mean, but it's perfectly okay. And if you need someone to give you permission, we're doing that.
Yeah, do it. Follow
If
your
that's what you feel
energy.
compelled to do, we're not going to tell you to do something that you do not feel good about doing.
Correct. Let's both see if we can mind meld her.
Not doing it at the same time.
Oh, we were not in sync.
So, anyway,
If
follow your
you're
heart.
listening to a podcast and you didn't have the video, we were trying to make the butterfly in the sky symbols. Didn't work out.
It's a dragon now.
It's
Butterfly
a
turned into a dragon.
Oh my gosh. Is that why you're breathing fire? Oh, Miss Tiffin's fire-breathing dragon butterfly in the sky girl. What do we have?
Goddess Tiffany, I'm going to change a word. I'm going to change some words around in the order because if I read it the way it is, it sounds, you'll figure it out. I was hit in the head with a pillow by Julia during the retreat. And Tracy said, I was the chosen one, LOL. I heard this several times since the retreat. What do you think it means?
That you needed a hit over the head to tell you who
Card.
you are.
You know, she tossed me three pillows, so I caught two of them. One of them was meant for you.
It was.
I feel like she gets a card.
Oh, okay. There you go. And this was
So
at the retreat, guys.
reward for, yeah, and that was at my workshop. That was thank you for coming to my workshop. Okay, what does the universe want you to know? Don't know how to read those. What was her what was it? She was the chosen one?
Yeah,
Yes.
that's what you had said. She was, yeah.
She gets the blue Messiah. You are the chosen one, is what it's basically saying again, right? But look at all of these directions that you're pulling energy in from. Like, what a picture. And look at how bright you are. And we got the number three here, which for me is like the master realm. So you're coming from a master energy and you came in to help us. So thank you. Thank you
Yeah,
for.
you that. Well, and I think that's what that was. That was a bump on the head, a light bump on the head to jog your memory. It's like, hey, remember who you are. It's like start going to, because you do not, it was just a beginning of understanding. I mean, we all are great and powerful beings. We don't remember. And this was your
I just heard
hello.
in my head somebody wanted to know what deck that was. So whoever that was, there you go.
Cool.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I just literally shuffled these and this ended up on the bottom.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. So, all right. What do we got next?
You wrote a message down there. Can you? I think it said there's.
Keep going. Just keep going. Well, I do have the cards. So,
You can also do that too. Yeah. See what cards, see what messages out there for
Let's see what
everybody.
we have. Okay. Well, we got the Tree of Life. We got Soul Travel. I will show you guys these cards in a second. Oh, okay. It's all about putting it all together. So give me a second and see what they come in with. But we've got this one is a virtual fog. Then we've got the Tree of Life and we've got Soul Travel. So I think right now what I think we're all experiencing is we've been doing the soul travel and as above, so below, right? Like we're leaving the body and we're getting information, we're bringing it back down. So we're bringing all this light back down. And for some of us, we're getting the virtual fog. How many of you guys are like when we started the show and I was like, what day is it? And there's certain things that are hard to remember and that type of thing. And I think we're doing a lot of light work. We're being in the moment. We're transmuting things, like fear-based things that we're ready to purge and get rid of. And I think it's just one of those things where we don't need to remember everything anymore,
Yeah.
I think
Oh,
we're talking a
absolutely.
lot about that at the retreat as well. Like even doing, after doing lots of sessions, it's almost hard to remember the sessions anymore. Like when we're done, it goes.
Well, it's not for you to keep.
It's not. And so, the information leaves and it's like, oh yeah, we've met before. It's a weird feeling, I'll tell you that. But if you had that experience where someone didn't remember you, please don't take it personally because it does. It's not to be remembered. It's meant to be processed and moved on and all the good things. So.
Yeah, as you were saying, I keep hearing so much. We're doing so much work on so many different levels, and some of that bleeds through. This physical body is trying to. Oh boy, they're giving me something here. The physical body is trying to process and transmute things that it doesn't understand. It's just trying to catch up and trying. It's like, I guess that's where the conscious mind comes in because it filters out so much stuff, and so all of that's happening. And I would imagine that can be very tiring. And if the sooner that we just start going, it doesn't matter, just let it go, let it go. I think we'll be able to move more easily through all this. It's when we're trying to,
Yeah, I
like, I
think
have to
we're
do
in a
something again.
really, really important phase of that ascension where we are learning how to quickly release things. And, the visual that they gave me for that was imagine you're just holding on to the string of a helium balloon and you open your hand. It's that easy. There it goes. But we're so used to, and then
On, let's
grab
yeah. In fact,
on.
let's just put a weight on
You
it
got
and
some too? Give me yours. We're all holding
yeah.
on to it. And there is a fear of losing. How do I want to say that? Like, losing our memories, or will I lose how I feel about this person if I let these things go? Or, like, if I forgive this person, are they off the hook? Those kind of things. And, it never was about them. It was about you and
After
your
that
wounds.
again, it's always
And
about you.
yeah. And so, if you're holding on to something because you think that's punishing them, they probably don't even know it's happening.
Exactly.
And if they do, then they're doing their work too. But I was just talking about that story about when I was doing that with my husband. I was like, went through the divorce and I stayed in a bad situation because I thought he's just going to feel awful if he knows that we're struggling. He was off doing his
He was
thing.
in, yeah,
I've
he
been
went in
doing
his own
things I
direction.
do. And in his mind, he probably created a whole story around how my family supports me and so I'm doing fine. He did whatever he needed to do to justify his actions, right? And that's what we do. But anyways, there's just so much. And the quicker we learn to be like, oh, what am I hanging on to? A belief system, a learned behavior, a childhood memory, whatever it is. We can start releasing that stuff and it can go pretty fast. All right.
Agreed. Yeah.
Did we talk enough now to give you guys a chance to ask some more questions? Is that what we were waiting for? Because I didn't read the little note. Okay. Sorry, I didn't read the note. It popped up. in that.
Wow. Why am I even here?
Oh, is that a question?
Yeah. Let's go
Ooh,
ahead.
let's get some more cards.
Yeah, pick a card. It'll come up as moderator.
You're moderating because we need you, because heaven has
We
sent
love
you to
you.
us,
We
and
want
we love
you.
you. Yeah.
Where would the butterflies be with
Yeah. How, we wouldn't be able to do this without you. At least it wouldn't be the same. All right, princess, come back. I don't think she's satisfied with her answer.
Nope, I'm offended. And I don't know if you heard, I mean, I'm royalty, so this is not how
Rude.
royalty.
That's right. We needed somebody to look up to. How's that?
We do look up to you.
We do, because she's up there.
You're getting close. I don't know if this was asked in a past one, but this was a question from probably several times ago that was banked. Over the past few months, I've been having fainting spells, including when I'm giving Reiki to clients. Is it energetic shifts I'm feeling?
Oh, we were feeling the woo at the hotel.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we had a portal outside our it was my room was here, Tracy's room was here, Jenny's room was here, Lily's room was
Lily's
there,
room.
and someone was
Yeah, and we created a
here.
vortex.
Yeah, vortex, yeah.
Like you would walk into it and it's like everybody stopped and I stopped in that spot and I was like, are you guys feeling this? And like I felt like my whole body was going like this. And who was it that felt so, somebody felt it. I think it was Jenny. And she's like, and Lily, then everybody kind of stepped into the space and then we're all feeling it. It was like, and the whole time we were there, if I would walk through that part of the hallway, I would feel like a little dizzy spell. So I don't know if you're talking about the same thing, if that's kind of, if it makes you a little lightheaded and gives you a little dizzy spell.
She's actually fainting, having fainting spells.
Is she actually fainting or
That's what I thought
having
I
a,
heard.
what can you contribute with that, Tiffany?
Nothing. Per the question, fainting spells.
So she is fainting.
Yeah, so that's where the body, it's like it's the energy coming in. Yeah, there's a shift and the body is trying, it's just not in the same sync with it. And so it was probably a big shift, and especially you're doing energy work and everything. So there's a lot happening there and the body's trying to catch up and it's not. And so that's where it's like it just okay, I'm just gonna step aside here and this kind of thing. And it goes into the fainting, one, because it's not in alignment with that energy, and two, because it may sometimes we have to rest when we're trying to align the energy when we have the energy bursts and things like that. So it could be that, oh, I'm gonna get onto a cat. She is doing stuff that is not.
Naughty kitty. The animals are active tonight, aren't they? Mine, you guys have seen mine come in and out. I've been ignoring them, but
You're doing something not okay.
so we
And
have somebody that's in the audience that noticed something. Did you see that, Tiffany?
oh, that's old news. We've had lots of people.
Oh, a lot of people have noticed.
They have.
Noticing.
Oh, did they
Congratulations on
finally
that.
notice? Did they, or did they say it? Our tops.
Yes.
I mean, we've been close so many times, but
That we just actually put the same top on today just to see if anybody would catch it.
yeah, I came on and she's like, I think I have that top. And she went and got hers. She's like, oh my God, they are the identical top. And we didn't know that each other had that. I don't know if we get any more alike, Tracy. I just
I
don't know.
know. Well, she had this top with her on the trip and I saw it and I was like, I'm pretty sure I have that top in my closet. And then she pulls it out tonight and I'm like, I'm gonna go get it. She's like, do it. So thank you guys for noticing. That was just us having a little bit of fun. And we appreciate you playing with us on that. Okay. Do we have time for another one? I think we do.
Yeah, I think a quick one. Well, I think so. Yeah, whatever. We can make it work.
Great goddess Tiffany. Since the show began tonight, there have been several lightning bugs that are flying and landing on my patio doors. Are they fairies?
Oh, hey,
Ooh.
Go for it. I say yes. If that's a thought that comes to you, yes, because that's not a normal thought,
No.
right? Just go, that's a fairy. But I think that's what lightning bugs are. I mean, they look like them. They flit and flight and dragonflies, all those different ones that, they have, they're exotic, they're different, and they get your attention. Ooh, that's what just came in. They get your attention. That's their purpose.
I like this answer. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
I don't have them here in Oregon, but
Ah.
I know.
So where are you, the person that asked that question? Because I wonder if they start more southern. I'm not seeing them yet, but
She's
definitely
in
by
North Carolina.
North
Oh.
Carolina. Okay.
Then definitely that place is such fairy magic there. Oh my gosh. I was just like, it was just so pretty and all the trees, and it's just a pretty part of the world. So,
I'll pay attention tonight. I haven't been out after dark, so maybe they're here. Because this, we're really similar. Whatever, meridian, latitude, something.
yeah.
Crystal basin.
They're
Yeah, I'd say if you
interesting.
think they're, if that's the feeling you have.
When we were at the bird sanctuary and we were singing with the singing bowls, the turtles were coming up, and man, we must have had like 30 turtles popping their heads out of the water when we were all standing there as a group and looking at them. It's like, I always wonder, what do they see? And I had an interesting experience yesterday. I knew he was going to give us our time stamp going, you guys only have a couple minutes. Babies, right? Like babies see things.
Yes, they do.
So my niece is in town. She's from New Mexico, and she's out visiting. And they have, I think he's 9 months old, and their little son. And I came walking in last night to, we were all meeting at my parents' house, and I came walking in, and he's sitting on the ground. And I brought him just this little baby toy just to butter him up because I've never met him. And he's just looking at me and staring at me. And I just would like to think that he saw some kind of light or something that, just the way he was looking at me, he let me pick him up, and everybody's like, "What's happening?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "He hasn't let any of us hold him." And I got to hold him for a little bit, and he was just watching me. And I was just like, I was just absorbing it. And I can't really sit there and go, "Oh, he sees
Right, exactly.
my light." So, anyways, but I wonder sometimes, like when the turtles were coming up, what did they see? What are they
Yeah.
seeing when we're all standing there by the edge
Seeing
of the
and
water?
feeling, and because they respond to
Are they
vibration.
seeing the colors? Yeah, it's such a neat thing for me to just realize that not everything sees things the way I do, so, or everyone. So,
Exactly.
anyway,
Oh my goodness, so
do we
cool.
have any announcements other than maybe you could still squeak on the Iceland cruise? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
You
we
think
have
there
that
would be
coming up
time
in
if you could figure it out, you could get
10
on there.
days.
Yeah.
We'll be leaving anyway about 10 days. It starts on the 20th. Go to tracymahan.com to get more information about it. And if that's something you want to do, three of us, Tracy, Tiffany, and I, and Trina will be on
I'll be
the
there.
cruise, and we'll be doing workshops, and we'll be having fun excursions and seeing Iceland.
Yes, that's gonna be so fun. And so, if for some reason you guys can't make this one, I'm sure there'll be more coming in the future. Anything QHHT? I keep forgetting
QHHT
you're on there.
official.com. Just go there and you'll find all the courses. You can use Tracy's coupon code. The magic is real. If you
The
want to get the
magic
level
is real.
one course, see, there's something else you can do. Use codes to get 10% off the price. So then, yes, you'll see. And when we, as we plan retreats, they'll start popping up there. The companion courses will be there. And once you're a practitioner, you can do that. So everything QHHT is on that site. And then if you want sessions, you can go find a practitioner.
On that
And
site,
find
you can
Tracy.
find me there.
Right.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Tiffany. Do you have any parting words? Since we probably got 30 seconds, could you fill the void and give us
Happy
some
Donut Day.
Yay.
donut day?
Yep.
Is
Did
that
you get your
today?
donut? I did
No.
not get my donut.
Does it mean tomorrow is two?
Two
Or what?
donuts?
Two donuts, or was it just out? Anyway, I
Two
didn't know
donuts.
there was a donut.
Anyways, thank you for noticing our shirts. And Free donut at Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay.
Ah, I missed out on that. Could you eat one for me, Tiffany? Maybe you could eat one for me.
Bye, everyone. Love you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for being
We'll
here.
see you in a couple of weeks. We'll be back live.
Oh, July.
July. We'll see you in
Okay,
July.
July. Bye.
Bye, everyone.